Hi, I'm Daniel Likis, and welcome to Geography 101. Once again, another episode taking you once on a journey to land shaped by time, tradition, and timeless beauty. Today we explore the captivating nation of Oman, a place where ancient sand whisper stories of merchants, sailors, and sultans. This Middle Eastern gem sits on the southern or southeastern edge of the Arabian Peninsula, facing the warm waters of the Arabian Sea and the Gulf of Oman. Its landscapes are vast and varied, ranging from deserts to mountains to pristine coastline. Oman may be quiet on the world stage, but it speaks through its history, its hospitality, and breathtaking natural wonders. Oman's capital, Muscat, is a fascinating blend of old-world charm and elegant modernity. Unlike any many booming Gulf cities, Muscat chooses modesty and tradition over skyscrapers and flashing lights. Whitewashed buildings, ornate mosques, and fortress-like architecture set the tone of a city deeply rooted in its cultural identity. The city is surrounded by rugged mountains on one side and turquoise seas on the other. This natural amphitheater makes Muscat one of the world's most picturesque capitals. The history of Oman stretches back thousands of years, touching civilization from Mesopotamia to Paris or to Persia, East Africa, and the Indian subcontinent. Omani sailors once navigated the world's ocean long before European vessels set sail. In fact, Oman is believed to be a home of the legendary Sinbad the sailor. Trade routes connected Oman's frankincense and copper to bustling markets across the ancient world. This maritime heritage remains a point of a national pride today. One of the nation's geographic treasures is the Hajar Mountains, a majestic range running parallel to the coastline. These mountains are not only beautiful, they are among the oldest in the Arabian Peninsula. Towering cliffs, winding valleys, and dramatic peaks make the region ideal for hikers, geologists, and adventurers. Villages cling to the mountainside with the terraced farms and irrigation system called Falaj, a UNESCO-recognized engineering marvel. These waterways have sustained life here forever, 2,000 years. A highlight of the Hajar regions is the Jubal Akhdar, the Green Mountain of Oman. Despite its desert surroundings, the cool elevation allows roses, pomegranates, apricots, and peaches to flourish. Oman's farm rose waters, a staple in tradition cuisine and perfumes, comes from flowers growth right here. The climate is so refreshing, and locals often escape the summer heat by retreating to those heights. Visitors from dramatic cliffs and stay for serenity of its terraced villages. Another iconic peak is the Jebel Shams, the highest mountain in Oman and home to the Grand Canyon of Arabia. With sheer cliff plunging nearly a kilometer deep, this canyon offers unforgettable views. Travelers love the balcony walk, a path carved along the edge of the mountain, offering breathtaking panoramas. On a clear day, the sight seems stretched into infinity. This dramatic landscape is a reminder of Oman's geological richness. Oman's deserts are equally captivating, especially the golden dunes of Sharjah Sands. These sweeping sands swift with the wind, creating a landscape that looks alive. Bedouin tribes have made these deserts home for centuries, living in harmony with the land. Visitors often ride camels, camp under the stars, and share stories by the fire of the Bedouin host. This region offers some of the most authentic cultural experiences in the Middle East. The desert nights are cool, peaceful, and incredibly clear. Without city lights, the star shines brightly, making Oman the ideal location for stargazing. The Milky Way often appears with a striking clarity. Many visitors describe this as one of the most spiritual experiences of their travels. Oman's deserts have some of the region's lowest light pollution levels. Oman's coastline stretches over 3,000 kilometers, featuring sandy beaches, dramatic cliffs, and turquoise waters. This makes the country a paradise for divers, sailors, and marine life visitors. The Arabian Sea teems with dolphins, sea turtles, and vibrant coral reefs. In fact, Oman is one of the few places where five species of sea turtle come to nest. Ras Al Jin's, a famous turtle reserve, welcomes thousands of visitors each year. The waters around Oman were once central of the spice trade, connecting Africa, India, and the Arab world. Omani sailors mastered monsoon winds and navigating long distance with precision. Traditional wooden boats called dhows were vital to this trade, and many are still built today using ancient methods. Watching a dhow sail and sunset is like witnessing a living history. Omani is one of the only countries where these boats are still crafted by hand. Muscat Mutria Cornice is a favorite gathering place for both locals and travelers. The curved waterfront promenade is lined with a souk's seafood restaurant and elegant mosque that glow beautifully at sunset. Traditional fishing boats dot the harbor, giving the area a timeless Arabian charm. One of the oldest markets here is the Mutrak Souk, a maze of a narrow alleys filled with the spices, textiles, and incense. This souk is one of the oldest continuously operating markets in the Arab world. At the heart of the Muscat stand is the Sultan Qaboos Grand Mosque of Oman's most celebrated architectural masterpiece. Completed in 2001, it took 6 years to build and required over 3,000 tons of Indian sandstone. The prayer hall features one of the world's largest hand-woven carpets. Crafted by 600 female artisans, the most central chandelier is a breathtaking structure of Swarovski crystals and gold-plated metal. It welcomes visitors of all backgrounds, reflecting Oman's spirit of hospitality. Oman is known for its frankincense, a fragrant resin obtained from trees growing primarily in Dhofar region. This aromatic treasure was once more valuable than gold and was traded across ancient Egypt, Rome, Persia, and India. The land of frankincense is Salah. This is now a UNESCO World Heritage Site celebrating this ancient trade. Many cultural use frankincense, more medicine, religious rituals, and perfumery. Frankincense from almond is considered the finest in the world. The southern city of Salalah is unlike any other place on Arabian Peninsula, thanks to the monsoon season known as Kharif. Salalah becomes lush and green during summer months. Waterfalls flow, mountains bloom, and mist blankets of landscapes. It's a magical atmosphere. The climate draws thousands of visitors each year seeking a cooler temperature. It's one of the only monsoon-influenced areas in the Middle East. Omani culture places great emphasis on hospitality and generosity. Visitors are often welcomed with kahwa, a traditional coffee flavored with cardamom and served with dates. This ritual symbolizes respect, peace, and warmth. Omani clothing, such as men's dishdasha or women's abaya, reflect modesty and elegance. The Omani khanjar, a traditional carved dagger, is a national symbol found in the country's flag. The khanjar holds both cultural and historical importance. It's worn during the celebration, graduation, and national ceremonies. The crafting of khanjar requires a great skill, especially in the silverwork and decorate the handle and sheath. Some khanjars are passed down through generations as a treasured family heirlooms. For Omanis, the khanjar is more than a weapon. It's a symbol of pride and identity. Oman's cuisine is hearty, flavorful, and deeply influenced by his trading history. A popular dish, shuva, means marinated or meat marinated with the spices and slow cook under brown for about 248 hours. Rice dishes such as makbous or biryanis reflect connection to the South Asia. Seafood plays a major role, especially in kingfish, tuna, and lobster. Omani halwa is a sweet gelatinous dessert is often served during celebration as a symbol of his hospitality. The tradition of Omani boat and dome remains an iconic part of the nation's heritage. These vessels were once essential for long voyages to East Africa and India. Today, those are still used for fishing, trading, and tourism. The craftsmanship required to build a dhow is passed down through generations. Fishing a dhow yard in Sur gave travelers a rare glimpse into ancient maritime traditions. One of the Oman's hidden gems is the Wadi Shab, a stunning river gorge filled with emerald pools, waterfalls, and caves. The hike through the wadi is considered one of the most beautiful in the region. Travelers often swim through the crystal clear waters to reach the secret cave hidden behind the narrow opening. The contrast between the desert heat and refreshing pools create an unforgettable experience. Many visitors describe Wadi Shab as a paradise in the desert. Another remarkable natural wonder is the Wadi Bank Khalid, known for its year-round flowing water. The wadi is surrounded by palm trees, rugged cliff, and turquoise pools. It's one of the most accessible wadis, a popular weekend spot for families. Traditional villages near the wadi give travelers a glimpse into a rural Omani life. Some wadis in Oman are millions of years old, shaped by ancient rivers long before the desert formed. Omani historical forts are among the most impressive in the Middle East. There are over 1,000 forts and watchtowers across the country. It's telling the story of battles, trades, and leadership. Nizwa Fort, with its massive circular tower, is one of the most visited. The fort was once political and cultural center of the country. Its igneous design includes traps and strategic openings that protect it from invaders. The city of Nizwa was historically known of the Pearl of the Islam for its role as a center of learning and faith. Its traditional souk is famous for silver jewelry, pottery, and fresh produce. Each Friday, the town hosts a lively goat and cattle auction, an ancient tradition that continues to this day. Visitors experience an authentic glimpse of a rural Omani life. Nizwa was once the capital of Oman. Another remarkable fortress is the Bala Fort, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, built entirely of a mud brick, an enormous structure date back in the 13th century. Bala was stronghold for a powerful tribe that ruled the region for centuries. The fort's intricate design reflects advanced knowledge of defensive architectures. Its surrounding oases and essential to supporting life in the harsh desert environment. Oman's coastline is home to dramatic fjords, particularly in the Musandam Peninsula, called the Norway of Arabia. Musandam features towering cliffs, hidden coves, and peaceful waters. Traditional dhow cruises allow travelers to drift through these majestic fjords. Dolphins often allow the boats, creating a magical moment for visitors. This region, separated from mainland Oman by the UAE, feels like the world of its own. Oman's wildlife is rich and diverse, particularly in rugged mountains and deserts. On the iconic species of the Arabian majestic white antelope that once faced extinction, thanks to the conservation efforts, Oman became the first country to reintroduce the species into the wild. Today, protected areas ensure the continues to thrive. The Arabian is the national animal that is still thriving today. Another notable animal in the Arabian: leopard, an exclusive critical endangered big cat. While sightings are extremely rare, conservation is continued effort to protect the shrinking habitat. Oman's preservation initiative reflect deep respect for nature. The country established reserves to guard endangered species and fragile ecosystems. These efforts place Oman among the leaders of the Middle Eastern environmental protection. The coastal waters of Oman provide a sanctuary of dolphins, whales, sharks, and humpback whales. In fact, Oman casts one of the only non-migratory population of humpback whales in the world. The year-round presence in the Arabian Sea is a scientific mystery and point of pride of the Omanese. Divers often encounter vibrant coral reefs and rare marine species. The waters remain some of the most pristine in the region. Oman's desert or desert oasis tells stories of survival and ingenuity. The ancient Falal irrigation system channels underground water across villages and farms. This engineering marvel has sustained life for over 2 millennia. Many Falal's networks are still in use today, providing the brilliance of early Omani innovators. Trifala system in Oman are UNESCO listed for their cultural significance. Traditional Omani music uses instruments such as oud, tambourine, and drums. Songs often celebrated love, bravery, and seafaring adventures. The rhythms reflect influence from East Africa, Persia, and India, showcasing Oman's historic trade and connections. Folkloric dances remains essential at weddings and festivals. These artistic expressions help preserve the country's identity. Festivals in Oman are vibrant, especially during the National Day, which celebrates the nation's unity and progress. The streets are decorated with flags, lights, and portraits of the Sultan. Families gather, business display patriotic colors, and traditional music fills the air. Another major celebration is Eid, marked by feasting and family gatherings. These festivals highlighting Oman's strong cultural and spiritual values. A major accomplishment in Oman is clean and safe public environment. The streets are well marinated or maintained, and littering is strongly discouraged. Visitors often comment on the country's cleanliness, respectful culture, and calm peace of life. Oman's crime rate is among the lowest in the world. This contributes to its reputation as one of the safest countries to visit. Oman's architecture blends tradition and modernity. Buildings often feature white facades, arcs, and Islamic motif. This commitment to aesthetic harmony ensures cities do not lose their cultural character. Even modern structures prioritize elegance and subtle beauty. Oman has laws preventing the construction of excessively tall skyscrapers to preserve cultural identity. The Royal Opera House Muscat is one of the most elegant performing arts centers in the Middle East. Built from Omani marble and decorated with intricate woodwork, it showcases the country's dedication to cultural excellence. International orchestras, opera companies, and performers from around the world frequently appear here. The Opera House symbolizes Oman's blend of a global influence and local pride. It stands as the masterpiece of a modern Omani architecture. Oman encourages responsible tourism to protect its natural landscapes. Activities such as canoeing, diving, and hiking are promoted through sustainable practices. National parks, turtle reserves, and mountain trails are carefully managed. Visitors are urged to respect wildlife and ecosystems. This thoughtful approach ensures Oman remains unspoiled for generations. Shopping in Oman is a blend of modern malls and traditional markets. In Muscat, travelers can explore modern shopping centers with the global brands. Meanwhile, local markets offer handcrafted goods like pottery, silver jewelry, and woven baskets. Omani artisans preserve ancient techniques in their craft. These handmade items reflect countries' cultural authenticity. Oman currency is Omani rial, one of the highest valued currencies in the world. This strong currency reflects economic stability and careful financial management. The rial is subdivided into baisa, with 1,000 baisa equaling to 1 rial. Travelers often and the currency beautifully designed and national symbols. Oman's currency features images of forts, mosques, and landscapes. The healthcare system in Oman is advanced and widely accessible. Hospitals and clinics are modern, well-equipped and staffed by trained professionals. The government invests heavily in public health infrastructure. Traditional medicine, especially the use of frankincense, also remains part of cultural practice. This combination of modern and traditional care reflects Omani's values approach. People of Oman, known for their humility, kindness, and respect, social costume emphasize politeness, hospitality, and peaceful coexistence. Visitors often remark on how welcome they feel when interacting with locals. Omani society values community, family, and tradition. These values create warm and inviting atmosphere. As tourism expands, eco-lodges and adventure resorts are being developed. This focus on low-impact travel, nature conservation, and cultural immersion. Visitors can stay in mountain retreats, desert camps, or seaside villas. Sustainability is a major theme of Oman's long-term tourism vision. This approach ensures development does not harm the environment. Oman stands out as the nation that values peace, beauty, and cultural preservation. Its landscape inspires awe and its people inspire respect, and its traditions inspire wonder. From golden desert to towering mountains, from the ancient forts to a modern marvels, Oman is the land of stories waiting to be shared. Every traveler leaves Oman with a sense of tranquility and gratitude. Oman is consistently ranked among the world's safest and friendliest travel destinations. As we conclude this Geography 101 journey, I, Daniel Lucas, thank you for joining me in discovering an enchanting Sultanate of Oman. This country reminds us that beauty is not found in the noise, but in silence, heritage, and harmony with nature. Oman deserts, mountains, oceans, and cities come together to form rare and forgettable world. May these episodes inspire you to explore, learn, and appreciate the incredible diversity of our planet. Until next time, more to come, people. See you soon.